All right, Wednesday. No, excuse me, Tuesday, March 26, 2024. My name is Jaron Jackson. I do love America. For me, it is always about the gospel, his death, his burial, his resurrection. Believe, obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. Go to heaven. Today, I would like to speak to you about disciplined foxholes. Disciplined foxholes. This is going to be about the Diddy arrest, the bridge collapse that's happened today in, Baltimore. And then it's also going to be speaking about Representative Leah Cushman out of New Hampshire. And the point is simple. There's a lot of stuff that's going on. Keep your focus on the stuff that matters and where God put you. There are many good things happening that do not make headlines. That means that people who write and generate the headlines are doing so with a mind to get you to focus on the things that they want to put your focus on. Let's start with Proverbs chapter 26 and verse 1. As snow in summer and as rain in harvest, so honor is not seemly for a fool. Now the Bible is making a comparison here. The fool should not be receiving honor. Do not honor a fool. Do not give them attention. Do not say that they've done a good job. Do not say that because the fool has not earned it. And honor to a fool is actually going to go against what the fool should be doing, which is repenting and getting wisdom. But notice here it says, as snow in summer. Well, think of that contrast. It's supposed to be hot. It's supposed to be sunny, not snowy. So snow shouldn't be happening in the summertime. But then the Bible goes one step further, and this is where the wisdom goes. It says, as rain in harvest. You don't want rain in the harvest season. You want it to be dry. That way everything's not muddy and mucky, and that way you can easily separate things. You do not want rain during harvest time. So don't give your honor to fools. This is what's happening, I believe, with our headlines. Now, this has been a common refrain for me for years, since I've basically been doing this live stream. I mean, I made famous the in through the eyes and in through the ears for the key terrain of the mind for the prize of the soul. That was my idea, was saying what you see and what you hear rattles around in your brain. This is where the war is happening in your mind. And all of that is ultimately for the prize of the soul, the heart. Your heart is going to command your mind, and your mind will serve whatever your heart wants. Whatever you want, you will be able to go out and get it. Now, one of the dangers in our world today is that you can find basically anything on the internet. You can find any ideology, any belief system. You can find somebody on the internet saying something that confirms what it is that you believe. This is one of the dangers today, because I believe yesterday, the last 24 hours, was certainly a time when there were headlines that you can analyze it all sorts of different ways, and we will, but what I want to do is I want to say that the best way that you can help and bless me support this ministry is by going to patriotswitch.com/Jaron, patriotswitch.com/Jaron. You are already spending money. You are already shopping. You are already spending money on a monthly amount. Switch that over to American manufacturing, household products, quality products, many cases cheaper. No hazardous industrial chemicals. You purchase on the internet. They go direct to your door. That's it. It's a beautiful situation. And when you shop, it's a blessing to me. PatriotSwitch.com/Jaron. I want to go back to this. We'll start out with the Diddy raid. Now, this was P. Diddy Combs, Puff Daddy, P. Diddy. Now it's just Diddy. So the dude can't make up his mind on what to call him, which means he's double-minded in all his ways. And that should tell you the first thing. The first thing is he doesn't know who to call or what to call. But this is the video over his really big mansion yesterday.
Holmes, the rapper and music executive, perhaps being linked to a sex trafficking investigation.
He got some shots of a few people coming out of the home. Those people have been detained. Now, we're trying to still connect the dots. We do have some sources on scene here that we're getting this information from. We were actually the first ones here with about different law enforcement vehicles, at least. There are three Bearcats on scene here. This just all unfolded, Sandra, I would say, less than 10 minutes ago. We got here even before the crime scene tape came up. So we're just down the hill. If you look up the street where Tony is right now to the right, you'll see one of those Bearcats, and law enforcement on the other side of those bushes, basically, is that home that is registered to Bad Boy Films, which is part of Bad Boy Entertainment. And the home in particular is registered not only to Bad Boy Films, but to one of P. Diddy's daughters.
They are heavily armed, and they've been very tactful, would probably be the best word to use, as they made entry into this home this afternoon. We actually watched them as they made their way through one of these side gates, and as soon as they got inside the home, the first things they did was made their way into this garage that you see is open right there. Now, they did take a couple people into custody. We witnessed that. Now, are they under arrest? Are they just being asked about what they know? That I can't answer, but I can tell you there's three people right there that were taken into custody, were inside that home at the time of the raid.
We did see
So that's the footage of the P. Diddy raid. What's interesting to me is, do you know that movie? It's the second Anchorman with Will Ferrell. And there's a scene in the movie, it's a riff off of a macho masculine newscasting situation. And they do this 24-hour news cycle. And one of the scenes in the movie, Will Ferrell is knowing that his competitor has an interview of someone who's really famous on a foreign scale. So there's the serious interview, and we're going to sit down and do the interview. And Will Ferrell's like, well, we got nothing. What are we going to do? And he goes, well, here's a helicopter looking at this white truck. He's like, give me that feed live. And so he does the very first, it's comedy, he does the very first car chase where he's narrating and he's speculating. He could have a gun. They could do this. There could be bank robbers. And so it shows the nation watching the car chase and not this, you know, interview with these big political figure. And so it's supposed to lampoon the fact that distracting with speculation and uncertainty and guns and the such is going to take your attention off of presumably this other important issue, which is this foreign leader speaking about whatever. And so at the very end of the scene, it's just an old lady that got lost and everyone's like, oh, but he took the entire hour to focus people on this helicopter who's shining down, or not shining down, but recording this, you know, vehicle. Same thing with the O.J. Simpson chase, right? Same thing with the Michael Jackson funeral procession. There's Michael Jackson's funeral procession. His dead body is in that car. Let's watch it for 5 hours as it goes all around Los Angeles. This is stupid. This is what people give their attention to. Some people might say we give our attention to Jaron. Which, hey, you know, I'm not the Bible. Turn me off and read the Bible. Amen. You will never hear me say, give your attention to me more than God. Amen. If what I do and what I say takes you away from the Lord, turn me off and never watch me ever again. The second thing is that this P. Diddy raid, the child sex trafficking. Now, I wasn't aware and I didn't have insights and I wasn't tracking this stuff until about the Pizzagate scandals back in what, 2015, 2016, 17, something like that. So it's these things that I believe that are true insofar as there are child traffickers that traffic children and there are demonic people that use them in all sorts of bad situations, evil situations. I believe that we need to bring justice. I believe that they need to be punished. I believe that there is a lot of sin and evil in this world that most people can't wrap their minds around. And their minds don't want to get it, so they turn the channel and look away. But here you have Puff Daddy Combs, P. Diddy Combs, Diddy, in a big fancy house, and he's getting raided by these federal agents. Why now? Why today? Why then? I always ask about that situation. Now, this is where I'll say that there are people who will say, well, the decodes and the Q and the posts and all the things, this shows that there's the plan. I would submit to you that if Diddy was diddling people he shouldn't have been doing stuff with, the federal agents probably also know of other people that were also doing it, because in this day and age, anybody who's talking on a phone, you're going to be able to connect the two. And so whatever evidence they're using to go after Diddy, they could probably go after other people. But they're not. They're just going after him now. But why is that the case? And then here's the deal. Because after this arrest, which is coming on the heels of, you know, other things, and that leads me to kind of my first bit, major point, is that the headlines distract. And now that we have this proliferation of podcaster, everybody on the internet, you can say what you want and you'll connect it to all sorts of different explanations. Now hear me, your heart will tell your brain what to find to serve your heart. If you are on the throne of your heart, your brain will tell, your heart will tell the brain, go get me stuff and bring it back here for me to worship. Go bring me distractions. Go bring me comfort. Go bring me porn. Go bring me things that I want to watch and consume. Bring it here so I can consume it. Lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, the pride of life. If you are on the heart, if you're on the throne of your heart, you can be saying, give me distractions and give me crap and give me time sucks and give me alternative speculative explanations of the world so that I can see it and just do all the intricate little things and then figure out all the stuff. This, I believe this is folly. If you're not building your understanding on scripture, so honor is not seemly for a fool. Why are you giving honor to these things that A, you don't have control over, B, because you don't have control over, but you're giving your attention to, you're worshiping that. Now the counter argument to this, well, Jaron, we need to be informed. Well, think about that. Investigate that real fast. As we look into this bridge collapse in Baltimore, does the bridge collapsing in Baltimore affect you? Probably. There will likely be some commercial logistical influence somewhere. People are already speaking about black swan events. And most people, by the way, don't know what the definition of a black swan event is, because it's a made-up word, like all words. And so whenever you hear black swan, you're like, okay, what's going on? And then you got to have somebody explain it to you. Somebody's got to explain black swan. Somebody's got to say, here's the Q post with the child sex trafficking. And look, Puff Daddy Combs is connected to these people. It's all the plan, which continues to let you sit on your hands and do nothing. Have you told your neighbor the gospel? No, because you're waiting for the plan to happen. And now you see, here's this Baltimore, there's a ship in Baltimore. You watch this. You watch this. The lights on the ship will go out. You will actually see this ship start to turn. This bridge, the Francis Scott Key Bridge, there goes the lights, they come back on. Now watch. This thing looks like it's starting to turn directly to the bridge support. Now as it's doing this, you have to look at this. See the ship turn? See how that ship is literally turning? See how it's turning right there? It's coming at you, by the way. It's literally turning right at you, right at the thing, right? It's coming to you, and it literally turned into the thing, and now it just hit. And when it hit, it's kind of creaking, and then boom, the whole thing falls. And so there were people on that ship. There were people on that bridge. It's a mass casualty event. Lord willing, no one dies. And, I mean, if you think about this, Baltimore Harbor, that bridge is right there where that big fat red X is. That bridge is now destroyed, which means all the Port of Baltimore shipping terminals are going to be blocked. There's nothing going to be coming in or out of Baltimore. Think about that economic collapse. Think about the fact that Baltimore is already in bad shape, a murder capital of America. But now you're going to block it off, no more commercial activity, no more anything. And there's going to be people, keep in mind, there's going to be people saying this is a black swan event. The world's going to die, or the nation's going to collapse, or this is people trying to tinker with the economy in an election year. And simply put, people are using headlines, attaching to those headlines explanations and speculations. And because there's explanations and speculations, it's not just information. It's designed to come through your eyes and through your ears for it to actually change the way that you think. To confirm different patterns, to confirm different perspectives of the world. And I think that people need to have the discipline, the foxhole discipline, to know where God put you, what He put you in charge of, what you have influence on, and by extension, what you don't. There's a maxim of law that says the expression of one thing is the expulsion of another. Right? So if you write my name is Jaron Jackson, that means my name is not Jaron Jackson. It's not Frank. It's not Bob. It's not George. It's not anything else. It is this. So what God has put you in, where He's put you, that's where you are. Tend that garden. Many people will want to try to get the microphone and the camera and the big name in the audience so that they can go elsewhere. This is where I'd like to direct your attention to Miss Leah Cushman. Leah Cushman is she's down there in the bottom right. Leah Cushman is a representative in the state of New Hampshire. New Hampshire has been a proving ground for my teacher in the law, Dave Jose, and a couple of his students, most notably Chris Noyes. Chris has done yeoman's work to work with legislators throughout New Hampshire to return them to the fundamental law. Lord willing, what I'm about to do is I'm about to play you a video of Leah Cushman. It's about 7 minutes long. She is a sitting House representative. The work of Chris and others, and, you know, motivated and encouraged and directed by the education of Dave, these people, normal people, people like you and me, started sending notices to legislators, one of which was Leah Cushman, and they started teaching them. They brought them back to fundamental principles. They brought them back to the fundamental law. The point I'm trying to make is as you watch this video, you're going to hear precision of the fundamental law that you will never hear, that you have never heard from anybody in government. You've literally never heard anybody in government speak with this specificity. She's not a lawyer. She's never been to law school, but her precision in the law is perfect. It's perfect. And she knows what she knows because normal, common people taught her. These common people have also never been to law school. These common people are also just regular Joe Schmoes. So what you're about to watch is something that is awesome. As we do this, I want to direct your attention the way that you can say thanks to me and help support this is going to patriotswitch.com/Jaron. The link is in the description below. Here is the video of Leah Cushman. She's speaking to a committee that she started that she then got kicked off because when she put people under oath, when they would be under the penalty of perjury for what they said to before a member of Congress, before a member of the House of Representatives in New Hampshire, the Speaker of the House in New Hampshire did not like it and removed her not only from the chairman of this committee investigating the due process violations of the child, custody. It's a DCYF, Department of Child something services, CPS, DHS. Every state has their own agency. But this committee is supposed to be looking into the due process violations. Leah was the chairwoman of it. She tried to put, and she did put people under penalty of perjury. The Speaker of the House didn't like that because the Speaker knew that Leah was then going to put government employees under penalty of perjury and they would have to answer questions about constitutional rights. So he removed her off the committee. And yesterday morning, this is Leah Cushman This video is Leah Cushman speaking. We're going to do commentary after, but it's about a 7-minute video. Watch this.
I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God. Thank you, Madam Chair. So, sitting here listening, as you all know, I asked the speaker for this committee after the people instructed me to, via notices that they provided, drawing attention and making, showing controverting evidence that due process as required by Part 1, Article 15 of the New Hampshire State Constitution is being violated. It's not being provided. Before you take any liberties or rights from people, you must find guilt by a trial by jury. That's in a court of record that moves by common law. Everything else that is being talked about right now is extraneous details. Fact finding is done by juries. You know, whether the circumstances of a case provide for leniency, that's determined by a jury. So the committee is getting way off track. And to say that family court discussion has to be limited is totally antithetical to the whole point of this committee. It's about due process related to DCYF. And DCYF takes children by bringing a petition to family court where there is no trial by jury and the facts are not found by a jury and it doesn't move under common law and the evidence is picked and choosed as to how it's going to be weighed. Okay, so all of those things are way off track. The first thing that the members of this committee need to understand is you already all swore oath to protect those rights under Part 1, Article 15. You swore already. Now you've been given notice. Now you're receiving it again. You swore. If you break that, you're breaking the contract. Okay, that's maladministration. So that is the main responsibility of this committee is to ensure that the people are getting trial by jury before they're, I mean, think of it. Losing a child is akin to capital punishment. That's something that needs to be dealt with in a trial by jury. You can't take rights. You can't take liberties. You need a trial by jury. The only thing that can change this, maybe Part 1, Article 15 should be read every 5 minutes in this committee. So it keeps your eye on the ball. After hearing at the last meeting, the testimony of Andrew Noyes, it laid out very eloquently what is required by the Constitution. So I recommend going back and listening to that, maybe transcribing it and keeping it taped in front of you. I reached out to DCYF via email after the last meeting, and I said, after I heard what I heard today, I can only conclude that what's happening is very unlawful, and please, I'm bringing it to your attention as well. Please make it stop. I asked.
I'm going to extend you to 10 minutes because you're already at 3 minutes.
So. Wow. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
The legislature used to hear, this is really what's going on, is the people are coming and saying, help. Our rights are being violated. You promised that you would ensure that we have these rights at all times and that you would be at all times accountable to us and that if there is an abrogation of rights happening, that without delay, we would deal with it. And it's been lost throughout history in the way that things have been run in this body, but redress of grievances is our first job in the Constitution. Writing laws is second. And at the beginning of this country, the very first act was to deal with a redress of grievance. And then all the committees that formed were not subject matter committees. They were committees named after the person whose issue had been brought forth. They met. Sometimes they would make special acts just to fix this wrong for this one person. You know, this is completely doable. And you'll get... I don't want to get too far off, but that's really your main job here is to ensure the constitutional protections of the people. All the other stuff, like a jury of your peers is the best body to determine of whether you've committed a harm that deserves severe punishment or you know, a lesser punishment. Juries find the facts. They're a representative body of the people as well. And that trial by jury is such an integral part of our rights in this country. I mean, the courts of common pleas existed here before the instituting of this form of government, the Republican government. So, I mean, it's carried from the English common law, and the fundamental principles behind the Constitution are the common law. And the Constitution in Part 1, Article 30 says the people, it says a frequent recurrence to the fundamental principles of the Constitution and a constant adherence to justice, moderation, temperance, industry, frugality, and all social virtues are indispensably necessary to preserve the blessings of liberty and good government. That's what the people did with those notices. They pointed us to the fundamental principles, and they're saying, help us now fix this. So for DCYF to have administrative tribunals where they find fact, they're acting as investigator, which is usually executive branch function, right? Law enforcement. Then they're acting as the judge and jury, and they're issuing a penalty in the form of putting you on that registry, which limits your job abilities, volunteer abilities, maybe potentially your custody of your children if you get divorced later. All of that steps into the realm of taking liberties, and it requires a trial by jury. There's a federal case that was already found, ruled in against the SEC. It's SEC versus Jarchese, and it's in the Supreme Court now, and it's looking at this too. Congressman Thomas Massey just had a reining in the administrative state kind of committee that is looking at these issues too. And he received notices. And so you take the instructions and you follow what the people are telling you. If they're showing you that their rights that you swore to protect are not being protected, and stay focused on that, and stay focused on what the trust indenture that is the New Hampshire Constitution, that all of the constitutions are, their express trust, what they say in Part 2 is what is, you know, how government is to operate, and Part 1 is reserved back to the people. We're not supposed to drift into any part of Part 1 to mess with it or you know, shortcut it. You have to keep it the way it is.
Amen. That is Representative Leah Cushman out of New Hampshire. This is the result of over a year and hours of phone conversations and showing in the textbooks and explaining what the Constitution means. This is over and over and over. Working with legislators to get that. And Leah's not the only one. She's certainly, I believe, the best one. And so I want you to understand that when people have a disciplined foxhole, they are going to recognize where God put them and then steward what God has given them for where he put them to have the effects that none of you have ever seen that happen before. That has never happened in the last 100 years, where people would literally take the grievances of their people. Legislators would literally take the grievances of people, form subcommittees named after that people, and then write special laws for those people to take care of their problems. That's the way that government's supposed to work. Now, let me go broader. Because Jesus is teaching in the Sermon on the Mount. He speaks about, this is Matthew chapter 6 and verse 28. And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Verse 30. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of them after all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Every day has the sufficient amount of evil for that day. A disciplined foxhole recognizes that I'm not going to be worried about the stuff for tomorrow. I'm certainly not going to be worried about the stuff that I can't control. So when the podcasters speak to you about P. Diddy or the Bridges, or they start to make conspiratorial connections, or they start to say, well, the plan is coming and all the child traffickers are going to be known, understand that while that might be the case, we don't know, it also is the case that God has put you not in charge of it. You ain't in charge of it. God has put you in your life at your place for you to fight in your foxhole. He will clothe you. He will provide for you. He is good. And what we have lost, and I speak broadly as an American, what Americans have lost is that focus on God and his provision and his faithfulness. So the disciplined foxhole begins with a focus on God. And we don't have that. We think we do. We think that we have our life in order, our Social Security or our retirement. We think that we have stuff in order where we've got automated bill payments and we've got sources of income. We think that we have our health under control. We think that our relationships are doing right. We believe that we are effectively fighting in our foxhole, but I'm telling you, if you do not begin with the goodness of God and his provision, then you are not working righteousness. You are not doing as you should be doing. And one of the easiest ways to see that is where you give your attention. What do you put your time to? Where do you put your focus on? The reason why I bring this up today is because Leah Cushman didn't just happen. She didn't just happen. Now, to her credit, you know, God worked through her and he's built her up and she's married and I'm not trying to take away from her if in any way. She worked, she got herself elected, she did all those things. She had the humility. When Chris and people in New Hampshire came to her and said, hey, here's what the law is, she had the humility to read. She had the humility to consider the fact that she could be wrong and somebody else could be right. And so the humility of Leah Cushman is admirable, it's noble, and she should be exalted for that reason. She should be elevated to positions of incredible influence and responsibility because that woman's heart is soft and in love with the people. She loves the people, and she's going to submit to what's true. That's very rare. But understand that submission, that humility came after people brought her the truth. So people took their time to study what the truth was. Then they believed it such that they then acted on it. And because they acted on it, which meant that they sent notice and they went to people in government telling them, this is what the law says. There was no guarantee that people would hear. There was no guarantee that things would happen. But you recognize every step along this chain, God is in control and God gets the glory for it. God doesn't get the people who are studying don't say, yeah, I studied, I proved everything. Well, you did because that's what God allowed you to do. You read old authors and the old authors believed God. And so they believed God. You read them. You believed them whenever they said that God was in charge and y'all were acting on it. And the same thing that happened back then, whenever you had old authors fearing God and following God, you now get today. Do you see how that works? And so when people focus on P. Diddy or the bridge collapse or the child trafficking or the Joe, I don't even pay attention to Joe Biden anymore. I don't care. I really don't care. Most of my time is spent on this phone with people calling me saying my kids just got taken. The government's coming after me. I'm being kicked out of my home. I have no money for attorneys. And I speak with people who, after all their solutions, they come to me and they go, what do we got? What do we got? And I was like, well, first of all, this is a ministry of the Lord. So let's talk the gospel real fast. And we preach the gospel. And I point people to Jesus and I say, I'll help. I'll do what I can. But I don't control this. You have to give this to the Lord. One man came to me about a month ago, skeptic. He's on the Telegram chat channel. Hadn't been paying attention to any of this stuff. Very vocal about Jesus. Very vocal about Jesus. Skeptical of the law. Found himself in a lawful situation where he was going to be kicked out of his home. We had a conversation. He does some things. He's no longer going to be kicked out of his home. Using the fundamental law. My point here is that when you take the time to study in peace, when you're not in the storm, you've prepared yourself. You have been prepared for bigger battles. And this is what we should be doing. This is what a disciplined foxhole is. A foxhole, whenever you think about that, it's just a hole in the ground that people are going to fight out of. But did you know that most of the time in a foxhole, you're not actually fighting? You're waiting to fight. And did you know that while you're waiting to fight, you're either pulling security, which means you're scanning your sector, or you're improving your foxhole. You're improving the barricades. You're improving the overhead protection. You're improving the concealment to break up the natural lines. You're improving where your foxhole is. You are constantly improving where you are fighting. This is what a disciplined foxhole is. You are never finished improving your foxhole, ever. And when you get really good at that, you need to make an alternative foxhole, right? You've got the primary, a secondary, an alternate, and a supplemental. Because sometimes the enemy doesn't just come right at you, he comes around you. Right? You could extend this logic, you could extend this metaphor, but you're always working, regardless of whether you're in the storm or in the fight or not. And what Jesus is talking about here in Matthew chapter 6, Sermon on the Mount, there are people who are worried about their daily provision. They're worried about what they're going to get. And he says, O ye of little faith, they do not look to God for his provision. They look past him, around him, through him, and they try to figure things out. And so when we give our attention to the bridge collapse, to the P. Diddy arrest, to anything else, we are needing to make sure that it's tied to God. And that's my whole point. My whole point for the day is to have a disciplined foxhole. Leah Cushman is a blessing. Leah Cushman is a blessed servant. She has a heart for the people. Lord willing, she goes wherever she wants to go in government. She continues to get promoted. She continues to get leveled up and voted into higher office because she has a heart for the people. I think whenever we look at this world, we are in a time, and really it's kind of been accelerating since COVID. We look at this world, I look at this world since the COVID craziness, and I recognize that one of the most required things to do whenever anything enters my eyes or enters my ears is to slow down and say, where does God get glory in this? And most often, the first time God gets glory is when you recognize that whatever's coming in and whatever's making you afraid is not God. The bridge collapse, well, that's not God. P. Diddy arrested, that's not God. Economy crashing, that's not God. These things that I'm afraid of, that I see the ripples, the black swan event, these things that I see that enter my mind, these are not the Lord. God is God. And he is king and he's sovereign over those things that are making me and causing me to be afraid. So I need to submit them to him and then search his Bible and figure out what do I need to do about it. I want to end with an unscripted little part. And that is that I'll say that one of the things that seems to me that is escaping most people is the ability to assemble. Most people probably have their own groups, and maybe this is off topic, but most people have their own groups. In other words, the foxhole is never just the hole in the ground. The foxhole is part of an overall defensive picture, an overall effort to win. It's part of a victory mission, of a strategy. Whether that's a localized strategy or a grand strategy, the foxhole that you're in is part of the hole. And one of the challenges is that if you are in a foxhole facing right in front of you, someone could come around you. So one of the things that is necessary is to have someone watching that direction. Have somebody watching the other direction so that people can't come up behind you. This is one of the benefits of assembling. Lord willing, I'll be putting more effort and attention into that because I believe that that is one of the forgotten abilities of American society. Assembling is one of the forgotten abilities, the forgotten powers, I should say. It is a forgotten power of the American people is to assemble. And this is because we wrongly do not let ideas come into our head and submit them to God first. We let ideas come into our head and let them build their own architecture. So whenever you hear about the Baltimore Bridge and people are already talking about black swan events, I tweeted out whenever I first read it, terrorism, question mark, because that's what I think it is. Like, I think it's a CIA type of thing, but that's just where my mind goes. My mind goes to, yes, someone did this on purpose. I blame my government. That's what I think. Because the government's earned that reputation for years to come, or for years in the past. So that's where my mind goes. So if these ideas get into your head and start building their own infrastructure, your landscape, your mental landscape in your head, your mental skyline in your head will be built up by ideas that someone else is crafting and forming and bringing before you. So if you don't bring those people in, bring those ideas in, submit them to God, then they are building your way of thinking. Versus when you have ideas come into your head and you submit them to the word, you are making them part of that overall strategy. Because today it's, well, I see the bridge collapse. I can hear on one ear, black swan event, economic catastrophe. This is Joe Biden allowing this to happen to take the machines or do whatever in Virginia to rig the election or whatever. Like you just go through the big things. China's going to become the number one GDP and all this other, like just go through the laundry list of like conservative red meat feardom. Or you can say, well, there's a bridge collapse. I'm in Oklahoma, so that's not where I'm at. I'm going to pray for those people. God, you got this. Now I'm going to go live my life. I'm going to go take my mom to lunch, Lord willing, because she's a widow and I love her and I'm going to spend time with her. Because that's what you do. You take care of your mom. So I'm going to go, Lord willing, to lunch with my mom. And I'm not going to let these headlines continue to wash over my brain and build their own architecture. So my foxhole is going to be disciplined. And I'm going to look at what God's given me. And I'm going to, by God's grace, do what he wants. One of the things that we need to develop is to find other people like that, to assemble with them so that we are not just our isolated foxholes, but we are part of a broader picture that is all advancing the same strategy. Lord willing, that's what I want to look to. But the most important thing that I do is I preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus came to earth. God came from heaven to earth. He was virgin born. He was sinless. When he took the cross, his shed blood was shed for our sins. He was the atonement. He is the atonement for our sins. He died on the cross. He was physically put in the grave. He was physically risen from the grave. The death, the burial, the resurrection, that is the gospel. That is God's salvation message. That is how God made provision for sinners to come to God through Jesus. And once you go through Jesus, you are now in Christ. And when you are in Christ, he saves you. Christ is the savior of the body. This is Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 23. So the question is, When you hear that Jesus died for your sins, so you don't have to go to hell, you hear that his blood washes away those sins, that he was buried and 3 days later he rose from the grave. When you hear that, what do you do? What is your response? Now, people will get caught up and they'll say, well, that's it. That's all you got to do is just believe. The Bible teaches that you must first hear the word. Then it says you must believe, which is John chapter 6 and verse 29, that you believe on Christ is the work of God. Then whenever people got to this position, we read it yesterday, Acts chapter 2 and verse 37, they say, men and brethren, what must we do? What shall we do? Repent and be baptized in the name of Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. When you are repenting of your sins, you're turning from your sins, when you're being baptized into Christ, that is your entry into the body. That is your appeal. That is your judicial appeal. You recognize that you are guilty. You recognize that you deserve death. You recognize that you can't do anything to get in Christ. You recognize you can't earn your way to heaven. You recognize that. And when the Bible says to call on the name of the Lord, that is a judicial appeal. You are calling, saying, I am at your mercy. The Bible teaches that judicial appeal is baptism, because that is you participating in Christ's death, burial, resurrection. That death, burial, resurrection, that baptism is your participating with Jesus in his death, which is God's way of saying you are now appealing to my judicial provision of that atonement. And now that you've participated as you were told to, now that you've participated, you are now in Christ. You now have made contact with that blood, and now the blood, Colossians 2 and chapter 2 and verse 14, washes away your sins. This is what the Bible teaches. There's a lot of people that will add to that or take away from that for various reasons. But if you track all of those back down to what the Bible simply teaches, Christ got baptized in Matthew chapter 3 and verse 14. And he says, we must do this to fulfill all righteousness. Christ didn't get baptized to wash away his sins. Christ got baptized to fulfill all righteousness. So why are you baptized? Well, the Bible says to have remission of your sins so that you may fulfill all righteousness. This is where you're participating with Christ. Believe, obey the gospel, my friends. One of the best ways you can do to help me is to go to patriotswitch.com/Jaron, patriotswitch.com/Jaron. This is where you take the money you're already spending, you switch it over. When you sign up, someone like me or someone with me will give you a call and we'll say, here's the online store. Here's how you can buy these products, and they're shipped directly to your home. The benefit is that there's no hazardous industrial chemicals. This company has never made one liability payout because they don't use bad stuff. They use organic materials, organic ingredients. This ranges from protein powder. It goes from makeup. It goes to snack options. It goes to dish detergent, laundry detergent, toothpaste. You name it, they've probably got it. It's over 450 household products. All of them, if you want to, could be delivered to your door. But that happens when you sign up at patriotswitch.com/Jaron. I get a benefit whenever you shop. Sign up at patriotswitch.com/Jaron. Also, if you want to join the membership where we distribute Bibles around the nation, that is at humblewb.coffee, humblewb.coffee, for the benefit of joining the membership to distribute Bibles around the country. We will send you a free bag of air roasted coffee delivered right to your door. You even get to choose the blend of coffee that you want. Now, air roasted coffee is different than drum roasted. Drum roasted is 99% of coffee. They put the coffee in a metal bucket, spin it around, set it on fire, and then they got to put a bunch of junk on it to make it taste better, which is why it's bitter and ashy and really tastes bad. Air roasted coffee is perfectly roasted on a cushion of air, never touches a hot metal surface, and it's consistent, which means that every bean in every bag is completely roasted the exact same way, the exact same conditions, which makes it a premium coffee. Now, that is a membership benefit for people who join at humblewb.coffee, humblewb.coffee. God bless. Lord willing, we'll be back the next day. Until then, my name is Jaron Jackson. I do love America. Do not quit. Go to war.